Hi ladies, I'm Abby. It's a privilege to come and speak to you today at the conference. I hope you're having a wonderful time. I'm very sorry I can't be with you. I am in California right now, but it's a privilege to come and bring a message to you. So I'm actually going to be starting from Psalm 45. I'm going to be talking about a little bit on identity and what that means, what the identity God has given us. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. It's a beautiful translation, and I'm going from verse 9. The first half of this psalm is about Jesus. It beautifully describes Jesus as the bridegroom. It's actually called the wedding song. And the half that I'm going to read to you is about the bride. And so it's talking about us, how we as a church are a bride of Christ, and what that means, and what the identity and the heart of God is behind it. The daughters of kings, women of honor, are maiden in your courts, and standing beside you, glistening in your pure and golden glory, is the beautiful bride to be. Now listen, daughter, pay attention and forget about your past. Put behind you every attachment to the familiar, even those who once were close to you. For your royal bridegroom is ravished by your beautiful brightness. Bow in reverence before him, for he is your Lord. So we are made to live in God's glory. I actually just see God crowning each one of you right now. I just had a picture of God crowning each one of you with a golden crown on top of your head and just saying, daughter, arise and shine because your glory has come upon you. And that's what it says in Isaiah 60. I just see God just saying that over you right now as women at this conference, saying, arise and shine because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. I really believe that's a word for right now, for each one of you, and to really let God speak to your heart. So I really encourage you to get in the secret place with God and ask him how he thinks about his daughter and about his queen. Because I guarantee you, he will touch your heart with his words. Every word from God can change your life. And I see you as women in golden chariots going out to war, but you guys are wearing the armor of God. You are going out with God's word, and you are able to go into your workplace. You are able to go into the environments that God has called you in to change the environment around you. Each one of you are world changers. You are made to be seen. You are made to be heard. And your voice is powerful. Let your lives be a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the identity that he has given you soak deep in your heart, so deep that people will actually physically see it on you as you speak and as you walk. Let your presence be God's presence. Let your shadow be the Holy Spirit. And let God really touch your hearts at this conference. But more importantly, I really hope that you would walk away knowing and wanting to seek more of your identity that God has given you. I think the biggest thing while I'm in California at my course is that I've been learning a lot about who I am and who God has called me to be. And it's the most precious thing ever. And it really cheers you on to be and to discover who God has called you to be. And as a daughter of the King, just to experience his love and to give his love away to others as well. I really believe that as daughters of the King, we have a role to play. And we have a role to love. We have a role to let our voice be heard. And to rise up as a church to bring revival to this nation. This nation is crying out for a God who we know, the God who we know. And we, as his daughters that have said yes to him and said, yes, Lord, here I am, ready to say, to go out and do his work, to change people's lives and to lead people to Christ and to allow Jesus to get what he paid for on the cross. When I was praying about what I was going to say, I really felt God say, He loves each one of you so much, but he wants to take that deeper and deeper and deeper. I really feel like at this conference, there's going to be a sense of new unity and new love that God is just going to pour out on each one of you, and that this conference would enable you to go out and arise, literally arise wherever God has called you to be, and to let him work through you. And I love how I just get this picture of Jesus just looking into each one of your eyes and saying how beautiful you are, how amazed he is at you, and how in awe he is of you. I remember a few months ago, God told me that it was a joy to make me. It was a joy to create me. And I really believe that's what he's saying is to you guys, that when he created you, it was such a joy to make you. It was such a joy to plan your life. And I really believe that he's planned every footstep of your life. And I just see you as women just walking, and each footprint that you leave behind is golden. He knows all your footprints. He knows where you've been. He tracks them all. He's watched your feet grow, and he's seen where you've been. He's seen where you're going. But walk and leave footprints knowing who you are in him, because once we are touched by God's royal identity, everything changes. Everything changes. And walk out with confidence, with a new confidence, and know that you wear the robe of righteousness. You are literally clothed, it says in the Bible, you're clothed with righteousness. And you laugh at the future because you are so secure in who you are because of what God has told you and this message that I'm bringing, that you can walk around knowing that you wear a robe of righteousness and a robe of his presence that just wraps around you, because you are so worthy of his time. He's created you to be a daughter. I really believe that some of you today, that God's going to pour out an anointing, that you're going to be mothers to spiritual children. I just heard the words, mother of nations, mother of nations, mother of nations. And I really believe that God's going to make you a safe place for children, and that you have a gift of mothering, and God's going to really use you to be a figure, a motherly figure to lots of people, and you're going to be able to bless a generation of people. And I was thinking about verse 11, where I'll just read it again, but it says, "For your royal bridegroom is ravished by your beautiful brightness." And I have a mirror right next to me, and I was just thinking about if you had a pen, what would you write on the mirror when you looked in and saw yourself, compared to how God would write? What would you think he would write? And I think he would, if you were looking in that mirror now, he would say like this psalm, he is so ravished by your beauty. He is in awe of your eyes. He can never, ever look away from you. He can never take his eyes off you. You are so precious to him. I would just love to read out this letter that God spoke to me about. But picture ourselves, as we saw in verse 9, covered in pure and golden glory in front of Jesus. So it says, "My daughter, you will never leave my sight, and I will constantly be with you. I will guide you like I haven't guided you before, because now you are more sensitive to my voice. Know that I came to earth and I was born in a manger just for you. Beautiful daughter, you were always on my mind when I left my throne to take away the sins of the world, so we could be together. Our love story has only just begun. This is a time where your eyes will be opened and more of me and heaven will be revealed. Every footstep you make leaves a golden footprint. I track them all, each one of them. We will have so much fun together, and the Holy Spirit will dance around you every time your name is spoken. I had so much joy in making and creating you, my loving daughter." So I just want to pray for you before I close, and before you enjoy the rest of the conference. So, Father, I really thank you for the opportunity for me to come and speak at this conference, Father. I just pray that everything I've spoken will sink deep down into these women's hearts, Lord, that you would reveal to them as they go home, Lord, about their identity and who you created them to be. I pray, Lord, that they would know that they are made to be loved, that they are made to be seen, that they are made to be heard. And I really ask, Father, that you would just bring revelation, a fresh revelation on these women and a fresh anointing. And I pray Isaiah 60 over them, that they would just arise and shine because the Lord has risen, the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. So I just want to pray that and declare that over you, that you would just walk in the identity that the Lord has given you. In Jesus' name, amen.